We found workers who hadn't been paid for months, 6 to 9 months, and were still being compelled to go to work. We found workers living in terribly squalid conditions in labour camps. Migrant workers cannot leave the country without an exit permit, and their employer has to sign off on that, and they can't change job without their employer's permission. So they're fairly stuck if something is going wrong.
We eat once, and the rest of the time we stay hungry. This is how things are. Our rice is finished, and we have no money for any more.
I used to work from 4 a.m. to 10 or 11 p.m. nonstop. If we asked to stop and eat, the company official used to say, "What have you come here for, to work or to eat?"
It probably increases the challenges because the number of workers will increase again.